Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, and welcome to another edition of the Home Team Podcast. I am Matt Moriarty with the Moriarty Agency of Farmers Insurance, and I am part of a trifecta of fantastic hosts, the first being the superstar ninja, Chandler Findler.
Ooh, hello, Chandler Findler here, your residential realtor with Live Sotheby's International Realty.
And of course, the always awesome and consistent John Reed.
Hey everybody, John Reed with New American Funding, your residential home loan consultant.
So welcome to 2020, people. Woo! We are now in a brand new year. This is our first recorded episode of 2020. And one of the things that we look into from 2020 is that most people make New Year's resolutions, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. Happy New Year, everybody. Yes.
And most people do not follow through on those New Year's resolutions.
That's right.
Correct.
Unfortunately.
So our goal on this podcast, obviously, is to talk about everything home. And one of the great things about home ownership is being healthy enough so that you can take advantage of so much with regards to your home, and then being there from a long-term perspective. So that is our goal. Our next several episodes is to bring health into home, right?
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
And so starting today, our first guest, we have brought in a personal trainer. Her name is Lizzie Dragney. And she is with Embodied Movement Training System. Lizzie, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Yeah, rocking
doing
it. Yeah, thanks
well, thank
for
you
coming.
So much for being here.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here. I'm really excited to talk to you guys about all things health and New Year related. So
awesome. So first and foremost, before we go any further, one of the things we do is we kind of take our guests back in time just real quickly to let us know kind of where you're from, how you got in the business, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, awesome. So I grew up in Ohio, around Cleveland area, and I went to college in Florida, actually. So health and fitness have always kind of been a passion of mine. Started working out very young, and it was always very interesting to me. So when I got into college, I ended up doing my bachelor's degree in athletic training.
Oh, wow.
Which is very focused on injury prevention and rehabilitation, along with a lot of other things. But that was kind of what stood out the most to me and what I enjoyed working on the most with athletes of all ages and sizes. So when I graduated college, I decided I didn't really want to go into the athletic training space, but I wanted to work one-on-one with people, and I wanted to help them move better and feel better. So I started working as a personal trainer, and now that's really my main goal with all my clients is good quality, pain-free movement.
Very nice. Very nice. So in your opinion, so most people, you know, when they make these resolutions, let's just start at the top, right?
Yeah.
When most people make these resolutions, they have good intentions.
Definitely.
Good intentions. Where do they go wrong?
yeah, right, because it happens so often. And now I hear people, you know, really have a stigma against setting New Year's resolutions because most people fail them, which I don't like. You know, I really appreciate the idea of starting fresh at the beginning of every year and setting goals and intentions for your years. So I think where most people go wrong is that they don't seek out the right kind of guidance for them, right? There are so many fad diets and, you know, cookie cutter programs from popular people all around the world. And it's so easy to access those things on the internet now. They can be cheap and fast and seemingly effective. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, what those people don't realize is that they need individualized programs, right? They need to be treated like a human who has a specific lifestyle and specific needs, right, for their bodies and their own preferences. So I really think the where they go wrong is not finding that individual guidance. And eventually they just kind of fall off because it's something that they don't really connect to. They don't really find the motivation for. And it doesn't come from, you know, a supported place.
Oh, exactly. I mean, from an accountability perspective,
definitely,
too, right?
Yes.
I mean, yes, you can go, you know, find something on YouTube and try and figure out how to do it. And first and foremost, you can't see yourself.
Yes.
Unless you want to record yourself at the gym, which is...
Oh, I see people doing from time to time.
Right, exactly. But you know, for most of us, right, we don't want to sit there and, like, you know, take the time to do something
right.
like that.
Right, like, I want to work out. I don't want to sit there and, you know, video record myself the entire time and review the process.
Exactly. And watch ourselves, right?
Yeah.
That's
right?
Awkward, I think.
I mean, I do.
Judgy.
But.
Right.
Yes. But I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, from an accountability standpoint, I mean, it just seems like not everyone has the intentional intestinal fortitude to be able to stick to something, right? Because, you know, whether they're good intentions or not, they don't have their why.
Yes. And it's also very much about habit building, right? Yeah. Like, you can't just all of a sudden decide, I'm going to start working out 5 days a week when I went from working out 0 days a week for the last 4 years of my life, right? Mm-hmm. And that accountability piece is huge. People think, oh, I'm just going to go get a gym membership, or I'm going to go sign up at Orange Theory, or, like, you know, somewhere, some kind of group fitness class, mm-hmm. To where, like you said, the intentions are good and the intent is there. Like, I am going to hold myself accountable to do this. But most of us can't do that because, like you said, the why is not in place. You know, what is the deeper purpose for me doing this? Not just, do I want to lose 20 pounds? Well, I wanted to lose 20 pounds the last 4 years, and it keeps on kind of falling off. And it's more of a kind of shame thing to look at that $30 come out of your account every month for, you know, wherever you're going to the gym, and I still didn't make it. Yep. You know.
I've been there, done that, right? You know, I like to be relatable. I'm like the relatable one on the podcast. I can admit where I've, you know, and I've definitely done that. And so the accountability piece is huge in a good way, right? A lot of people look at accountability as kind of like intimidating, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, oh God, somebody is really going to hold me accountable. But, you know, it can be gentle and it can be, you know, slow starting. And, you know, you probably have better words than I do because you see it every, you know, day with health. But no, that is definitely a good thing for accountability.
Yeah, for sure. So along those lines of you know, gradually progressing into your goals, where do you start? Do you start with, you know, just contacting a personal trainer, or do you start in the home if you want to build up to the gym membership, things like that?
Do you go buy cute clothes?
I mean, absolutely, right? You got to feel good. Right? Yes. I mean, my recommendation, and maybe I'm a little biased just because I am a personal trainer and I do recognize how beneficial it is, but that's definitely where I would start. Like, reach out to a professional, right? Somebody who knows how to really evaluate where you are and wants to work with you starting with where you're at, right? Mm-hmm. I see too often people kind of approach it as, well, you're here and you want to get here, so we're going to take you as close to there as possible. I almost want to start you as close to where you're at as possible, right? Make those small incremental changes, get you kind of get the ball rolling a little bit, and so you can build that credibility with yourself slowly and over time, because we want it to be sustainable, right? I don't want it to be, we're going to do a program for 8 weeks, and then at the end of that program, you know, you've made all this progress, and then it's going to be that more yo-yo effect. Mm-hmm. I want it to be slow and sustainable and, you know, realistic for the people who are trying to achieve these things.
Sure. Yeah, and I think what a lot of people can relate to nowadays is the compound effect, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, compound is kind of a buzzword that's been, you know, hitting the streets in the world, right? Like the last year, maybe. I mean, it's been around forever, but it's, you know, been made, right? Like popular, kind of, because we used
beyond
to go
the financial realm. Yes, you are right.
Beyond the financial realm, of course, right? I get that. Yes, we do go see a financial planner, but yeah, like now we can take it into other aspects of our lives, and the theory really does, you know, make sense to be sustainable in all aspects, you know, of our lives. So,
well, and two, and we've become such a now society, right?
Yes.
And so, you know, whether you're talking about from a financial standpoint, whether you're talking about from a, you know, like you don't, if you're looking at specifically your body, whether if you're working out and, you know, you're having someone like Lizzie that's training you and doing a fantastic job, you're not going to see you necessarily right away.
Right.
And so people get discouraged. I would imagine, you're the expert, but do people just get discouraged and not, like, especially if they're not working with you?
Yes.
Do they get discouraged and say, why am I doing all this and just not seeing the results?
Yeah, I would say that's definitely a huge piece as well, right? Because when you don't have somebody externally who's educated and, you know, has seen these things so often to give you that feedback of, like, this takes time. It's not just an overnight fix, right? Then people start to get in their own heads and talk themselves out of it. You know, it is. It's hard to build those habits, especially when it's been so long. You don't necessarily have the education or the experience with it, right? So to do it on your own, I think, is the biggest mistake that you could make when it comes to any kind of goals throughout any part of the year. But New Year's is a pretty, like, what's the word? Sensitive time, right? People set really big goals for themselves, and that's when they're the most focused on it. But it's also when, you know, if they give up or, you know, quote, fail at those things pretty easily, like, I think it takes a toll on people.
Oh, yeah.
Whether they'll admit it or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, and too, another thing too is that, you know, another reason that you would want to consult someone like Lizzie is the fact that, like, some people don't know what they don't know, right? So, you know, from a form perspective or even I mean, me being a guy, right? Like, you know, when I was younger, right? I had we go to the weight room with buddies of mine and everything. Oh, how much can you bench? You know, so right. Sometimes you end up pushing your limits beyond what you're supposed to, and you can really injure yourself.
Definitely. And that's where I, you know, value my styles like mine so much with that injury prevention and rehabilitation piece, right? Like, to me, exercising in general should be injury prevention. Every exercise that we do should have a purpose to, you know, make it so 3 months down the road, you're not overdoing it, overtraining, or getting hurt, because that's also a big deterrent for people. Right. They think the more the better, which, you know, is an interesting style. And some personal trainers even have that kind of mindset of like, let's do more and push it more and all of those things, which it just sustainability wise is not realistic. So, yeah, I think that's a great point.
Yeah, and then how much, you know, people can handle, right? It takes how many days to build a habit? 21? No.
21-ish. I would say for me it's the biggest thing is really being consistent with those habits, right? So mm-hmm. just because 3 weeks has passed and you're kind of putting some effort into a habit mm-hmm. doesn't mean that it's really going to stick after that. Right, it forever. Has to be intentional, right? Yeah. But go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no. I was just going to blab about nothing really.
Well, and too, I mean, it's like you talked about too, the finding the why, right? Mm-hmm. Like, why are you doing it, right? Yeah, like, why do you, like, let's say somebody wants to get down to 14% body fat, or someone wants to lose, you know, 20 pounds.
Right.
If you're just doing it just for that, if there's not a reason why, if you don't have anything attached to it, can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. And to me, like, I hardly focus on those numbers with my clients, right? I think numbers are just so abstract. They don't mean anything. It's a good, if you're thinking data and collecting things over time and trying to kind of measure progress, it is one way to absolutely measure progress, but it is not the only way. And people dwell so much on those numbers. Mm-hmm. And as body composition changes, right, as we put on more muscle, you're going to, it's denser, you know, takes up less space than fat, you could actually gain some muscle in your quote weight loss journey. Mm-hmm. And it really should be more about, you know, in what ways can we make progress? What are my deeper goals? Like you said, if, you know, related to the home, even, you know, new parents or old parents, can I still pick up and play with my kids? Can I still, you know, have the energy at the end of my day to make dinner and spend time with my family and, you know, just be there and be present? And so much of that has to do with how you feel in your body at the end of those days or during those days. So that's really what I try to identify with my new clients or with clients that I have, and just remind them of, you know, this purpose is deeper than the weight loss number or the weight gain number or, you know, a certain poundage that we're pushing on a bench press, right? It's mm-hmm. like, let's go a little bit deeper here so you can hang on to that sense of motivation versus the numbers and the looks.
Right. And I can speak to that too. I think, you know, sometimes we have to learn from our mistakes. And I think mm-hmm. I've shared with Lizzie before, I went on a weight loss journey like five years ago or something. And I was like, oh, I'm going to be 150 pounds, right? That was my first goal. Why? I have no idea. I didn't consult a.
Totally.
Now
abstract.
I would, right? But yeah, I didn't consult a professional. Yeah. But like, I had to go through that journey to like see the value. And I feel like, you know, I'm hard-headed. I feel like there's a lot of hard-headed, stubborn people out in this world, right? Yeah. We appreciate all of you guys. I am one.
Identifying with you, right?
Just like, we're just
you're not alone.
We're in a community, right? It's a community. But, you know, and I had no idea what 150 pounds was. Like, but that was my goal, right? Yeah. And so when I got there, I was like, oh, okay. Well, this is great, but
What now and what next?
What does that mean?
Did you feel different? You know, how did you feel about yourself personally, confidence-wise? Like, what did it do to reach that goal for you? And for most people, it's nothing, you know?
Yeah. People have a hard time, right? Like, feeling feelings and feeling how you feel is harder than looking at a number, right? Mm-hmm. It's harder than saying, oh, I lost 5 pounds.
I love that. Yes.
Right? You know what I mean? Then, like, looking into yourself and being like, oh, like, I feel good. Like, now I can
have more energy. I can,
okay, you know, but it's like, it's just getting into that. I think it's a whole like revolution. And then, you know, Lizzie's on board and trainers are on board and a lot of people are on board, but it's like a mindset, like reset, switch or something.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what's funny too is that, and you can talk more to this. I mean, you can actually gain weight because muscle weighs more than fat.
Yeah.
And lose, I mean, dress size or what have you, or inches or what have you.
Yeah. Yeah. And just kind of like I was saying before, the density of the muscle and the composition change of your body. So basically what make up your body, muscle or fat, mm-hmm. As those ratios change and as things change, the shape of your body changes, the size of your body changes. Like, my weight on a scale is, probably significantly more than it looks like I weigh because of the amount of muscle that I have mm-hmm. and that I've built over time and the shape of my body and things just like, and every person's different size, stature, things like that definitely play a role. And those numbers are not reliable to reflect like the hard work that you've put in and mm-hmm. the goals that you've reached and the things you've accomplished. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yeah. I love it.
Well, and it's like you said too. I mean, with regards to, you know, everyone's body's different, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you think that your muscles are going to look like somebody else's, or if yes. you're going to get the abs that somebody yes. has, just not going to, this is not reasonable, right?
Yeah. Yes. And those are my favorite goals. Like when people bring in pictures of, oh, I want to look like this.
I'm
like,
come on, make it happen.
Right. I'm like, you won't look anything like that, right? Like not in a negative way, not talking down or negatively about you, but like your bodies, your shapes, they're totally different, you know? And you can only look like your best you, not your best anyone else, right? So, and that's something that usually needs to be reflected back to people is just like, find your goals, your why, the things that are important to you, not what you've seen on Instagram or social media or your friends do or your family do. Like, it's not about anybody else. It's about your journey and things that feel good to you. And you won't identify as seeing as many accomplishments or as much, you know, like reaching your goals in the same way if you're hoping for results that somebody else has gotten mm-hmm. versus results that you can get.
Yeah.
Well, I think also, I mean, not only is people's body types different and things like that, but it's the how's different for a lot of people. I think that, you know, some people, they need to go to a gym to feel accomplished. Mm-hmm. That's how they work out the best. But I think that some people also feel better about doing it in their home and hiring a trainer as well to come into their home and show them how to do in-home exercises as well.
And I'll be honest, I mean, you know, and I'm sure you can validate this too, is that there's different times of day for different people when they work out, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, for me, I have to work out first thing in the morning.
Yes.
I'll find every excuse in the world if I try and wait till after work.
I'm the exact same way, yes. If it's past noon, I won't want to work out. Right? Exactly. I would rather work out at 5 a.m. than 5 p.m. any day of the week.
Yeah, but there's some people who are the exact opposite. They love the fact that they get off work and everything like that. But I love just starting out my day and just having that accomplishment of getting up and getting out and getting to work. It's so to speak.
Yes.
Before I go to work.
Yes, exactly. And I think that's another thing that personal trainers can really capitalize on, and they should, when it comes to doing, you know, consultations with their clients and figuring out, you know, what works the best for them. What are all of these ways that we can optimize your potential to succeed in this thing, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's not easy. And so if we can find like, okay, I like working out in the morning. I like mostly, you know, and some people kind of have misconceptions about cardio to resistance training and things like that. But it's like, but I love doing this style of exercise and I hate doing this stuff. And, you know, I need to move this often or this little in order to feel my best. And just finding those little things that we can do to create a program that's the most realistic and enjoyable and, you know, that can create the most habits over time to really be successful.
And track it, because it can always change too. You know, that's why working with a personal trainer or somebody else for that accountability is great, because I assume you create a relationship. So I've never had a personal trainer, but I assume there's like some
Chandler.
Believe
I'm
it or
here
not.
For you. Yes. Yes.
I don't know if we'd still be friends.
I'd like to introduce you.
Yes.
I'm really open, very vocal, honest.
Yes.
But I assume, right, that there has to be like a doctor, right? Or attorney or realtor, right? You have to have like a relationship. You trust them or build trust with them and you know, respect what they say, obviously. And so you can be open and bounce things off and change whatever needs to be
changed.
Well,
and you know what's funny too is that you look at like, you know, whether it's, you know, whether you think LeBron James is the greatest ever or Michael Jordan, which I
is like an all-time debate, right?
Yeah, but so let's talk about Michael Jordan for a second, right? He had a coach, right? And I'm not talking about Phil Jackson. I'm talking about he actually hired someone to make him a better version of, this is the guy that's the greatest basketball player in the history, in my opinion.
Right.
And yet he had a coach. Right.
Yep.
Like there's so many in our industries, right? Like insurance people, like, you know, realtors, mortgage people have coaches, right?
Yep.
Why do they do that? And they're always successful people. It's not like, you know, the person that's, you know, doing nothing is hiring a coach. They're all successful people. So why would you not have a coach?
Yeah. I mean, I can't.
Or trainer.
Yeah. I can't really think of reasons why you wouldn't. I mean, when it comes down to it, the main objections that I get are money and time mostly, and like it not being a priority. And I appreciate more somebody telling me that it's not a priority to them than saying it is and not doing it, right? Mm-hmm. Because if it truly is a priority to you, then you're going to find excuses to do it, not to not do it. So those are mainly the objections that I get, and I understand. But when it comes to your life and your body, like your health, that is the ultimate investment that you can make, in my opinion. Like, I am a young woman, I am 23 years old, and I've spent more money and time and effort on my health and making sure that my body functions well than on anything else, you know? So those are a little silly to me. But I think when it comes to, you know, your point of coaches having coaches, you know,
the elite having coaches.
Yes. It's because when it comes to you, it's a totally different ball game, right? And even I struggle with this. Like, I've had personal trainers and I've had coaches because for my own body, one, for the same reason that you guys do, I can't see what I look like when I work out unless I record my things. I can't be as detailed or as focused. I get in my own head about what I'm doing. Like, if I'm doing things well enough or not well enough, should I change things? Like, right? I get critical of myself almost in knowing as much as I do. And then it gets overwhelming. And I'm like, I need somebody to be that sounding board for me and to be hold me accountable and to kind of keep my head clear when I have those goals as well. So I think it's beneficial for anybody to have a trainer of some kind.
And sometimes to push you too.
Right? No,
some of the,
yes.
Some of the greatest workouts in the world were ones where you just didn't feel like going in there.
Yes.
Like you just, you're just like, you almost said, I'm not going to go in today.
Right.
And then you go in there and just kill it. And if you have someone that can take you to that next level, that's just irreplaceable, right?
Definitely.
So, I mean, that's the biggest thing right there is that you want to look at, you know, to have someone who can push you to that next level.
Yeah, definitely. And all of those things, you know, going back to the New Year's resolution kind of thing, or at any point considering hiring a trainer, you know, education is huge. Accountability is huge. Building those habits is huge. And getting to know your body, right? And getting to know yourself. And that really is my biggest focus with people. It's not just to, you know, have people come in and scream at them for an hour and make sure, you know, they're sweating and they feel like they got a good, you know, workout in for their day, although sometimes that is important and it's necessary and we need that push, right? But, you know, I want people to learn about their bodies and how they move and how they feel and what imbalances can be going on. So if they have reoccurring issues, such as like low back pain or a neck pain or anything like that, we can address those issues and they can start to identify over time, like, what makes this feel better? What makes this feel worse? How can I change these things in that? And I think that is so valuable for the long term and really gaining traction with people so they want to stick to it over time and they don't just give up on themselves or how they feel.
Yeah, and it's like one other thing, and then we'll turn this off, right? But the one other thing I wanted to say is that, you know, like what you talked about with regards to your body from a long-term perspective, right? Like we all, I mean, I'm sure a lot of us have retirement accounts. A lot of us are saving for retirement. A lot of us are putting things off so that when we reach an X amount of age, we're going to go do all these things, right? If you're not taking care of your body, what if you have a massive heart attack at 65, right? You just retired. You have a massive heart attack. Now you can't do any of those things because you didn't have the fundamentals and you didn't take care of your body.
Definitely. Yeah, and that's really my goal is all of the things that I'm doing now for my body, I recognize over time are going to compound. Like we said, if I'm not taking care of myself, if I'm not exercising, feeding myself well, drinking enough water, getting enough sleep, now – then when I have the time to do it when I'm older and I'm retired and, you know, I have all of the freedom in the world, like if I don't have the energy, if I'm in too much pain, if I'm too tired, like all that stuff, it's not going to be worth it.
Mm-hmm. Or and we're living longer now, right? Or running, kicking soccer balls with your grandchildren. I don't know. You know,
definitely.
Whatever brings you joy in the long run, instead of like, you know, sitting back and watching, you know, as time evolves, we want to be participating. You know, again, whatever it is, swimming in the ocean, you know, boogie boarding.
Going on vacation, all of those
snuggling,
things.
Snuggling, you know, whatever, climbing, you know, 14ers, whatever goals people have. So.
Well, and some just doing
people.
That all.
Yeah, some people.
Just doing all those things and staying active and doing all those things. And plus setting a good example for your children,
for
too, when
the
you
rest
have children.
Of the lineage.
So, but that's just fantastic. So, so we'd like to invite you to come back for another episode because we have some other things. We're kind of running low on time.
Yeah,
but we'd love to talk to you about some other questions as well if you're game.
Definitely. That would be great. This has been awesome.
Perfect. We're getting 2020 awesome.
Happy New Year.
So I hope that you guys found some nuggets that you can take home and actually put into action. And honestly, I mean, it's like we always say, right? try and find local professionals that can help you out, right? Lizzie's a fantastic resource. If they want to get in touch with you, how would they do that? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah. So if you want to find me on any kind of social media, my kind of name is Lizzie at Embodied Movement. You can also email me at embodiedmovementts@gmail.com. And those are some good ways.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, awesome. And it, you know, no matter where you are, all the United States, I'm sure Lizzie would more than happy to, you know, help you out if you have any questions or anything along those lines. So, absolutely. But if you're here in Colorado, give her a call. So.
Yeah.
Yes.
But again, thanks so much for listening. We just got this is our first episode of 2020.
And yeah. How'd we do?
Stick to those resolutions.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. Hang in there. You got
we
it.
All have, right?
Right? Exactly. So thank you all so much for listening to us. Check out our Facebook page. It is at the Home Team Podcast. And you can check out all of our, check out Chandler, dude. I mean, so Chandler is the Little Miss Social Media right
now. Oh, yes.
With Instagram regards queen. To Instagram.
At Chandler Fendler.
She's like a million people following her. She's Jake Gyllenhaal following her. Like, everyone wants to know Chandler Fendler. So go check her
I
out.
I
want to
get
well.
A Kardashian to follow me. So spread right? the word.
Oh, yes. That's
the word.
Everybody tell
there.
Someone. Somebody's got to know
Somebody's
her.
Somebody's got to right. know Right. I went to Aspen last year. They were there. We were missed them by a day, and we tried following them around.
Dang
everywhere
it.
They went, I was on their social media, and never found them.
I think they're following you now. So.
My boss was going to pay me $5,000 if I got one of them on my Instagram.
Yeah. All right, so everybody help Chandler out. We got it. Yeah. We'll find him.
$5,000. Peyton Manning, everyone. Yeah. So. Celebrity, local celebrity. So anyway, we'd like to thank each and every one of you for coming by. I know that your time is valuable. We try and, give you the best guests and try and give you nuggets as we go through. So thank you so much for listening to us. I'm going to go ahead and sign out. My name is Matt Moriarty at the Moriarty Agency of Farmers Insurance.
And I'm Chandler. Thank you, listeners. Chandler Fendler, realtor with Liv Sotheby's International Realty.
Thanks for tuning in. John Reed with New American Funding.
And we will see you soon. We out.